bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 10th chapter of Romans. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Confessing Jesus. In 1987, George Bush spoke about the funeral of former Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev. He told of the Marxist rhetoric and the coldness of the funeral, which had no reference to God. Then President Bush shared, "I happened to be in just the right spot to see Mrs. Brezhnev. She walked up, took one last look at her husband, and there, in the cold gray center of that totalitarian state, she traced the sign of the cross over her husband's chest." In that simple act, Brezhnev's widow confessed Christ. Now, according to London's Telegraph, another Soviet leader has made his own confession. Last week, Mikhail Gorbachev, the last communist leader of the Soviet Union, visited the tomb of St. Francis of Assisi in Italy. Unrecognized by others, Gorbachev knelt in prayer for half an hour. Baptized as a Christian by Christian parents, the husband of a wife whose mother and father were killed in World War II for having religious icons, during his time in office, Gorbachev held to the party position. In one interview, he was reported to have said, "Nature is my God." That was then, and this is now. Now the once mighty man has shared, "It was through St. Francis that I arrived at the church, so it was important that I came to visit his tomb." A confession of faith. I wonder how the world would have been changed if Gorbachev had felt he had the freedom to make that confession years ago. I wonder how it would be changed if every Christian confessed their faith. According to St. Paul, confessing the Christ is something Christians do, not because they have to, but because a thankful and living faith won't let them do anything else. A crucified Christ and a risen Redeemer is something that needs to be shared. By God's grace, and as he gives opportunity, may all of us share the Savior's story. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, for the faith given to me by the Holy Spirit, may I always be grateful and motivated. Moved by the Savior's sacrifice, may I share the joy which has been so freely given to me. May I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth the wonders of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.